Warm weather means it's time to hit the trail. But first, you need the right footwear. Boots, shoes, sandals, and socks. The Hiking Store of Charlotte, Jesse Brown's, has a selection and the fit know-how to help you get into the woods, prepare for camp, or send you on a trip into the world with shoes that fit. So stop by the brick and mortar in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center or visit the website, jessebrowns.com. Hey, these days when you say Damascus, with what's going on in the Middle East, many people may become alarmed. It's listed as the oldest capital city in the world, but that's not what we're talking about on the Carolina Outdoors. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bill Barty, and I'm here to talk about a different town, but it is a capital in some ways. It's a town that only has 1,000 people that live in it, Damascus, Virginia. But that town sure does make a difference in the hiker world and then some. It's known as Trail Town USA and is the home to the Appalachian Trail, U.S. Bike Route 76, the Iron Mountain Trail, the Virginia Creeper, and a motorcycle trail. And May is a big time in Damascus, Virginia. And with that, we like to talk about it. We'd like to talk about Trail Days in May, which swells this town's population to over 20,000 people. But because the town's preparation begins with other celebrations, we're going to take a moment here on the Carolina Outdoors to visit with Town Councilman Beatty Jackson. He's someone who's been on the air with us before, but we're going to bring him on right now to find out what's happening in Damascus the month of May. Beatty Jackson, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you inviting me to talk about my favorite small town, Damascus.
Well, and it is. It's a town that you serve. Beatty, you're going to be surprised to know that I did in researching your visit here. And you've been on talking about Damascus in previous episodes of the Carolina Outdoors. If any of our listeners want to hear that, they can go to Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and hear Beatty in previous years break down Damascus and Trail Days and some. But Beatty, I guess through your service to the town as town councilman, when do you start the preparation? When does the city start the preparation for Trail Days and the other events that take place in the month of May up that way?
Well, we start preparation for Trail Days the moment that we shut down Trail Days on Sunday afternoon. It's already starting for the next year.
Wow. Well,
we already have a waiting list of outdoor vendors, if you will. We already have a waiting list next year, probably already 75 to 100 stores and manufacturers who are already on a waiting list for next year.
Now, Beatty, you wear kind of two hats, and I do need to put that forth in regards to transparency, but you are the principal of the Taku Agency, and you represent several brands, not only in the Southeast, but up and down the Eastern Seaboard, just like the Carolina Outdoors airs via the airways of WBT. How stressful is it to be a town councilman in Damascus as well as the representative for brands from Minus 33, Gear Aid, Opinel, and many other brands? How many hats do you get to wear during Trail Days in May?
Well, Bill, that's a pretty crazy question. I don't know how many hats I wear in May because we're still in budget meetings. We're still making preps, getting ready, making sure we have enough emergency services for the next month as we go into this busy time for us. We have the yard sale coming up that goes the weekend of Mother's Day as a townwide yard sale. And so we just stay busy. We start early and we work it. And with our town being the size it is, we require a lot of volunteers to make it all possible.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that, because that is it ends up being on the Carolina Outdoors that community becomes a key word. And that's probably one of the beauties of talking to you and talking about Trail Days and Trail Town USA, Damascus, Virginia, because it feels like the epitome of a community coming together. And it's not just the people that live there. It's the people that they invite in there. And because of that, I guess you have celebrants of long distance hiking who show up because they are on the Appalachian Trail 2024, making either a northbound hike or maybe a southbound hike. But it also includes people from previous years who show up there, spreading trail magic, participating in the festivities. You mix that in with day hikers, section hikers, scout troops, youth groups, church groups. Talk to us about the communities that join together and how it affects the community that lives there year round.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny is that we seem to stack people all over town that come. We have a what we call tent city that's only open during trail days, and we have a community ball fields that we actually have people camping on. We have a forest at that ball field. They camp in there. We bring in lots of porta potties, obviously, and we also bring in other portable shower units. We have we open our community pool up for showers for the hikers that are coming into town and folks who are just camping. We have you know, we have tons of lodging that is booked up way in advance for this weekend of Trail Days. Trail Days is always the weekend after Mother's Day. And the events start on Thursday evening and go until Sunday afternoon late. And it's quite a spectacle for a town. And we're actually probably closer to 650 full-time residents that we swell to somewhere around 20,000 to 25,000. That weekend.
It's really
food trucks. We have food trucks brought in. I mean, it's really a big celebration. Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we have our hikers parade, which is current hikers that parade through town as well as hikers who come back from previous years. I want to say that we always find whoever the oldest alumni is that's come. And they sort of become the grand marshal of our parade. I don't know who that's going to be this year.
You're not in the running yet, though, Beatty. You're not in the running yet.
No, I'm not. I'm old, but I'm not that old yet. I don't buy any green bananas anymore, Bill.
Listen, part of what you're describing is kind of one of the mottos that you do through your job as well. Your service to your town, your community is one thing, but what you do for a living is another thing. And building brands, selling the experience, and that's really a part of what you have done there. What has the outdoor community meant just in general? It's less about the product that you sell and the experiences that you celebrate. Talk to us about what the outdoors world has meant to you and I guess escaping and participating in the experiences that it allows.
You know, that's what it's all about, you know, this day and age, Bill, is an experience. It's not about stuff. Jesse Brown's, which has been in business for so very long and has been an outdoor specialty store for, well, since I got into this business in 72, Jesse Brown's has always been around. But it's not because we sell stuff. We sell tools that create experiences. And those experiences actually can really change your life and make you a better person. They give you a better appreciation of the world and the environment that we live in. And that's the real drive, the real why for what I do, is because it is about selling the experience. It's not about selling you stuff. I don't sell stuff. I don't sell Jesse Brown stuff. I sell tools that help create an experience. And I know from my own life that in, you know, 72, I did my first long hike on the Appalachian Trail, and it literally changed my life forever. And that's what happens is in the outdoors. It's the only place that I know that where you have real transformative experiences that make it different, make you different, if you will.
Well, and a place
and to that's what it's all about.
A place to celebrate that upcoming in May is a place called Damascus, Virginia. Beatty Jackson, you are the town councilman there. I read the minutes in preparation for speaking to you today, and I know that you were active in nominating the beer garden and items like that in Trail Days. How hard is it to push that through a small town, getting the beer garden all set up and okayed? Is everybody okay with all that?
Well, have you ever pushed a watermelon through a keyhole, Bill?
No.
It'll get through there, but it won't look the same when it's done.
It's just one more item to celebrate. Beatty, do you have any advice for us if we make plans to either come up for the townwide yard sale or come up Mother's Day after Mother's Day week to spend time at Trail Days? Any advice on getting information, a website, a place to stay, anything like that?
Yeah, Damascus.com. I think it's actually DamascusVirginia.com. Great place to get information. Come to town, bring your wallet, and bring your patience, because it is a huge event for our town, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. We have music going, starting, I think we start on midday Friday with the music, and we go all the way till Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Just be patient about finding parking. We do run shuttles in town. We have shuttle stops, and all of that is listed on the website. And you can also look up Trail Days, Damascus, Virginia, and we're easily found in all kinds of different sites.
Trail Town USA, Damascus, Virginia. Beatty Jackson, town councilman for the town of Damascus, also principal of the Taku Agency. Beatty, thank you for jumping on, spending some time with us here again on the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, Bill, come see me. I'm almost never home. Come and visit anytime.
That's my kind of friend right there. Okay, will man. Do, Beatty.
Thanks
will do.
Calling.
Safe travels right to Beatty Jackson. We're going to continue the conversation here on the Carolina Outdoors. Of course, I mentioned some of the trails that exist there in Damascus because of its name, Trail Town USA. The Appalachian Trail, of course, 2,100-plus miles of trail going through 16 states. But Damascus, the Appalachian Trail goes right through the center of town and includes the Virginia Creeper Trail there, which many of you may know as a bike trail and a footpath. It also coincides with Appalachian Trail in Damascus, U.S. Bike Route 76, the Iron Mountain Trail, and the Motorcycle Trail is all right there in Damascus. And thanks to Beatty for jumping on. I'm going to jump it off just for a moment. But don't leave. The Carolina Outdoors does continue. You're listening to the host, Bill Bartee. I'll be back on the other side.